AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire outside the federal building in Dallas this morning.
I seen a gentleman coming out of from back of McDonald's shooting at random, and it sounded like he had an assault rifle.
The FBI says 22-year-old Brian Isaac Clyde was killed in a shootout with officers of the Federal Protective Service stationed at the building. Herman Turner saw what's happening.
Kind of breaks my heart. You know, these people, you know, just don't care a life. I don't know what this man's motive was.
The FBI says Clyde was discharged in 2017 after serving some 19 months in the Army. Toronto police say four people were shot and wounded at a downtown rally today for the NBA champion Raptors. Two people were arrested. Police Chief Mark Saunders says none of the injuries are life-threatening. He adds others in the massive crowd suffered minor injuries as they tried to run away from the shooting. The Pentagon is sending another 1,000 U.S. troops to the Middle East in response to Iran's hostile actions. Iran's nuclear agency says it is upping its nuclear enrichment to just short of weapons grade, and the government there is telling European countries that it wants a new deal by July 7th. State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortega says Iran's actions are typical.
This is a pattern of 40 years of behavior. It's consistent with how the Iranian regime behaves. They did this when we were in the JCPOA, right? They continued to build their missile program. We relieved sanctions. They took American sailors hostage. We have seen no moderating behavior by this regime.
Earlier today, the Pentagon released new photos that officials say are of the crew of an Iranian Revolutionary Guard gunboat removing a mine from the side of one of the two tankers attacked last week. Other photos show a large hole in the side of the ship above the waterline that officials say was caused by another mine. This is AP Radio News. Highway traffic deaths take a slight drop.
The number of motor vehicle fatalities was down slightly in 2018, but not by much. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's early estimates have 36,760 people dying in crashes on the road last year. That's a decrease from the year before, but only by 1%. They've got a reporting system for states in the country that says a crash must involve a motor vehicle on the road and must result in the death of at least one person within 30 days of that crash. The final report will be out later this year. Shelley Antler, Washington.
A Maryland stock trader, 28-year-old Daniel Beckwith, is sentenced to 9 years in prison for the fiery death of a man who was helping him secretly dig tunnels for a nuclear bunker beneath his home. He was convicted in April of second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter in the death of Asika Kafra. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.